Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the relationship between a Zevach and its Nisachim. If a person is Mefagel the Zevach, so what does that mean as far as the Nisachim are concerned? Do the Nisachim automatically become Pigel as well? And what about the reverse? What if a person is Mefagel the Nisachim? What does that mean as far as the Zevach is concerned? We're going to highlight the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that the Nisachim of a Zevach and the Log Shemen of a Metzora can become Pigel if you bring them together with the carbon at the same time. That when they're brought together with the carbon, they become part of the carbon. Then, with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph is going to discuss being Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. The Machlokas are Meir and the Chachamim. If you only have a Machsheves Pigel on part of the Matir, today's shir is sponsored by, I have the name. Today's show is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz. I just wrote it down like a second ago. I just have like no memory. Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, L'zeichon Nishmas, Jeremy's grandfather, Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda ben Yosef, the Neshama Shev Naliyah. We thank you very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the top of Tazayin Amud Aleph is going to discuss Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. If you only have a Machsheves Pigel during part of the Matir, so is that enough to make something Pigel? The Gemara is going to have a Chiddush of Rav, that if you were mefagel b'chatzi matir, but in the first half of the matir, meaning there are two matirim, and there comes one right after the other, and in the first matir you had a machsheves pigel, but you didn't in the second matir, so Rav is mechadesh, yes you did. We assume that al das rishona hu osa, that if you had a machsheves pigel at the beginning, so you're just continuing that machsheves pigel through. So the Gemara is going to have a couple of questions on the Shita of Rav, a couple of challenges to the Shita of Rav. The Gemara is going to try to defend the Shita of Rav. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the number of Matnos Dam that were done on Yom HaKippurim. There are three different possibilities of how many Matnos Dam were done on Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara is going to try to explain each Shita. The Gemara is also going to talk about Machsheves Pigel on Halachas HaKometz, not on the taking of the Kemitza, not on the Nesina L'Kli, but the halachas hakometz, just moving, transporting the kometz, is that enough to be mefagel? Many other pigel related issues. We talk about haktara of one of the bezichin and shechting of one of the kvasim when there are two. Is that considered like they are matir because at least they are mekadesh? Well, a number of other pigel related issues that come up through Amud Beis. So let's begin on Tezvav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Zevach mefagel es hanesachim mishakitcho bekli. As long as the Nesachim have already become Kadosh, you've already been Mekadesh them in the Kli, so then when the Zevach becomes Pigel, the Nesachim become Pigel as well along with it. Says Rashi, Shashosa mehem chayiv kares mishum Pigel, that if you drink from such Nesachim, you're going to be chayiv kares for a Pigel, kishem Mekadesho bekli, shuv ein lem pidyon kudushasim kudusha. Once you're Mekadesh them bekli, there's no undoing that. Hanesachim einon mefalagim nesazevach. But if the nesachim become pigel, that does not automatically transfer over to the zevach. Ketzad hashochet is a zevach lechol mimenu lemachar hu unesachav mifugalin. If you shecht the zevach, the actual animal, having in mind the machsheves pigel that you're going to eat in chutz l'zmano, so obviously the animal becomes pigel, and mimela the nesachim become pigel with it. But lahakriv nesachav lemachar, if at the time of the shechita sazevach you're not thinking about when you're going to eat the zevach, you're thinking about the being makrav the nesachim chutz l'zmano, so you have a machsheves pigel on the nesachim, so obviously a nesachim mufugal, the nesachim themselves become pigel, but a zevach ain't a mufugal. The zevach does not get schlepped along together with the nesachim. So Tan Rabbanan, nischei behema chayavin aleim mishum pigel b'nei shadam zevach matirin lekarev divra meir. Nischei behema, the nesachim that go along together with the behema, can become pigel because anything that requires something else to be matir it can become pigul. That's the rule, that if something else can be matir, is needed to be matir it, then it becomes pigul. So nischei behema, the dam of the zevach is matir, being makriv the nesachim. So since the dam is matir the nesachim are eligible for pigul. That's Rav Meir Shita. Amr lo Rav Meir, the Chum challenged, is it really so true that there's a relationship between the zevach and the nesachim? Amr lo Rav Meir, v'alo adam maybe zivcho hayom unesachav ad asar yamim. A person can bring the zevach today, and the nesachim will bring 10 days from now. So it doesn't seem like there's much of a relationship between them. So says the Gemara. Amr lo Rav Meir responded, Avani lo marti el beboyin ima zevach. You're right. If you're bringing it 10 days later, then in a chinami, they're not related to each other, and therefore the nesachim would not be subject to pigul. But because you're not bringing it 10 days later, you choose to bring it together with the carbon, so therefore it will be pigul. Amarlei, so he said back, efshal lishnoso lezevach acher. No, but even on the same day, the Chum said back to Rav Meir, it's still not necessarily associated with this carbon because you could still transfer it over to a different carbon. So Amarava kasav Rav Meir. Rameir holds, not true. You can't transfer it over to a different carbon. That when you shecht this carbon, these nesachim are hukva on this carbon. Just like the lach metoda at the time of the shechita, those 40 loaves of bread that are brought together with the carbon toda become hukva for that carbon. So the same is true when it comes to these nesachim. Now the Gemara has a very similar conversation between Rameir and the Rabbanan, a similar back and forth that involves the karbanos of a mitzora. So a little bit of background in advance. When a mitzora is nisrape mitzorato, when he finally gets over having tzaras, he has to bring, as part of his procedure, a chatas, an ola, an asham, and a log shemen. So he stands at the sharni kanar, he stands on the outside of the azara, they shecht his karban asham, they're zorek the dam of his karban asham, and then the kohen takes the dam of the asham and puts it al tunuch ozena yimanis on his right ear, bowen yada yimanis, bowen ragla yimanis, his thumb, his big toe, and then the kohen takes a log shemen, pours it into his left hand, the log shemen into the Kohen's own left hand, and takes with his right hand and sprinkles 7 times keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim from that shemen. And then he takes more of the shemen and puts it exactly on the 3 spots of the body that he had placed the dam of the karban asham on the mitzvah. And then whatever is left on the Kohen's hand afterwards, he puts it al rosh shalamitayr. He puts it on the head of the mitzvah who's becoming tahar. And the rest of the log that he didn't pour out, that gets fed to Kohanim. That gets divided up amongst the Kohanim. But you're not allowed to put the shemen on the bahonos of the mitzorah, on the 3 parts of the body of the mitzorah, before you put the dam asham. The dam asham goes first on the right ear, thumb, and big toe, and then the shemen is going to go. So Tanur Rabbanan, log shemen shel mitzorah chayav lav mishum pigul. If the log shemen that a mitzorah brings together with his karban can become pigul, you be chayv kares if it becomes pigul. If you shech the asham of the mitzorah, you have a machsheves pigul that you're going to eat the shirayim of the shemen, which Kohanim are allowed to eat, but you're going to eat a chutz lezmano. So you have a machsheves pigul on the shirayim at the time that you're dealing with the asham. You have a machsheves pigul on the shirayim of the shemen when you're doing the asham. Mipnei shadam asham matiro lebaonos. Why? Because why is this shemen eligible for pigul? Because something else is matir it. The dam asham is matir the shemen. So since the dam asham allows you to put the shemen on, so it's a matir of the shemen, and therefore it's subject to pigul divrei meir. So Amr lo, the Chum challenged Amr lo, the Chum challenged Rameir. Follow adam maybe asham ayam velugam mikan v'ad asar yamim. Wait a second, a person could bring his karban asham today and his log shemen maybe 10 days from now, 10 days after the asham. So apparently the shemen is a karban b'fnei atzmo. It's not nitar. Through the asham, it's considered something that's entirely separate. You know, in both this case and in the previous discussion in the Gemara seems to be conflating two things. One, whether something is matir something else, and the other is whether they're independent or they're the same carbon. Right? Rameir's point, well, it's matir, since it requires a matir, so mela, it's going to be eligible for pigul. And the Chum say, no, it could be brought 10 days later, so it's not even the same korban. Well, what does that have to do with matir? Is that so? The way the Brisker Rav explains, and some of the other achronim, is that when it comes to nesachim, there are two separate inyanim. Whether the nesachim are considered one korban with the behemah, they're considered a single korban, or whether the nesachim is considered something that has a matir for it, because something that doesn't have a matir for it cannot become pigul. So the Rabbanan are telling Rav Meir, forget about that it doesn't have a matir for it. It's not even the same carbon, meaning having a matir for it is stage two. First, it's got to be the same carbon. Okay, now which part of the carbon is matir the other part of the carbon? If they're two separate carbonos, even if you need a matir for it, it wouldn't be eligible for pigul. He's saying it's not even the same carbon. And l'maynaf kamina, whether it's not a matir or it's not the same carbon, would it become pasul? See, normally when you have a machsheves pigul and that's not able to be mefagel for one reason or another, for whatever technicality, that a machsheves pigul is not able to be mefagel, we already learned the Rabbanan always goes there, that it's at least pasul. But what if it's not even the same carbon, then it wouldn't even be pasul. It wouldn't even be, if you're having a machsheves pigul, it wouldn't even pasul. So anyway, so the Chacham say to Rav Meir, these aren't even the same carbon, you can bring it 10 days later. You're right, I'm only talking about if you're bringing the Shemen together with the Asham. In that situation, the Dama Asham is matir to place the Shemen on the Bahonos. So Amr Lo, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Meir, even if you bring it together, Efshar l'shanoso l'asham acher, you could still be Meshane it and use it for a different Asham. You can give it to a different Mitzara to bring with his Asham. So you see that even when it's brought together with the Asham, it's not really part of the Asham. It's a separate entity. Amr Ravak, Sav Rav Meir, Hukfu Bashchita Klach Metoda. No, Rav Meir holds that that's not true. Rav Meir holds when you shech that Korban Asham, the Shemen becomes Hukva on that Asham. It now belongs to that Asham, and therefore it's considered one and the same. So Rav Meir holds that by the Nesachim that go along with the Zevach, and the log shemen of a mitzora, it can become pigul if you bring them together with the carbon. You don't bring them 10 days later. If you bring it together with the carbon, it becomes pigul. Why? Because once you shech the carbon, by definition, those in the sachim, that log shemen becomes part of the carbon. So it's a matir for, and the carbon itself is a matir for that log shemen and for that for those in the sachim. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, top of Tezayin. Pigel b'kometz v'lo b'levona. Normally on a carbon mincha, you have to be maktir both kometz and levona. Most carbonos mincha, not a minchas chote, not a minchas knos. Most carbonos mincha, there's kometz and levona, and both only when you're maktir both the kometz and the levona is it matir the shirayim. So both of them are a matir. So let's say you only have a machsheves pigel on one and not the other, the kometz but not the levona. B'levona v'lo b'kometz, or the levona not the kometz. Rameir omer pigel. Rameir says, yeah, still it's going to be pigel. The chayav and alav kares. Meaning that's Rameir's way of saying mefaglin bechatzi matir. You only had a machsheves pigel on half of the matir. It's fine. It's still not fine. It's terrible. It's still pigel. It's still going to be something that you chayav kares for. It's still pigel. V'cham omrim ein bo kares. Actually, fagel b'chala matir. The Chacham say, no, it's only going to be pigel if you're mefagel in the entire matir. Umodim chacham l'rameir b'minchas chote b'minchas knaos. But when there is no levona, the carbon is a minchas chote. It's a minchas knaos. There is no levona in the haktaris levona that has to be done. So then everyone's going to agree. Obviously, shem pigel b'kometz shu pigel b'chayim lov karitz shat kometz u amatir. Certainly, if you're mefagel in the kometz, that's enough to make it pigel, because that's the entire matir for those particular karbanos. Shachat echad min akvasim. Similarly, if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, lechol beis chalos l'macher, having in mind that you can eat the shtei alechem chutz l'zmano. So machsheves pigel on the shtei alechem while you are shechting one of, but not both of, one of the kivsei atzeres. Or, by lechem apanim, hiktir echad min abezichin, you burn one of the bezichei levona, only one of them with the machshava of lechol beis darim l'macher, of eating all of the lechem apanim, chutz l'zmano, Rameir pikul v'chevin l'avkaris. Rameir says, this is mefaglin b'chatzimatir. True, you only have the machshava's pikul tigel on one of the kivsei atzaras, on one of the vezichei levona, that's a chatzimatir, and you can make pigel with a chatzimatir, so you're going to be chayv karis. Chum momrim, ein bo karis hachi yifagel, b'chol amatir. The chum say, in both of these cases, exactly what they say in the Reisha, that you're only going to make pigel if you have the machshavas pigel during the entire matir, not by a chatzimatir. Shachar echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu lemachar. What if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, not having in mind that you can eat the shtei lechem lemachar, but having in mind that you can eat that animal that you're shechting lemachar, that you're having machshavas pigel about that very animal. So then the halacha is who pigel v'chaveru kasher. That because the matir of eating that animal is the shechita of that animal. So it is the entire matir for that animal. Both of the animals, both of the kivsei atzeres, are the matir together for the shtei lechem. But the matir for animal number one is animal number one. So during the shechita of animal number one, you're having in mind that you're going to eat animal number one, chutzas mano, that makes it pigle. But the other animal is still going to be kosher. Lechol mechavero lemacher. Remember, we use this as a raya, this part of the Mishnah, of what the word chavero means. Over here, it's clear it means that you shecht animal number one, having in mind that you're going to eat animal number two, chutzas mano, then shneim ksherim. Then both of them are going to be kosher, because one animal is not matir the other animal, so they're considered unrelated to each other. So now comes along Rav with the Chiddush. Amar Rav, machlokas shenosin as hakomets b'shtika v'salvona b'machshava. This whole machlokas about mefaglin b'chatzi matir, which is Rameir Shita, or Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, the Chacham Shita, that's only if the first half of the Matir, you did not have a Machshavas Pigel. Then in the second half of the Matir, you had a Machshavas Pigel. So you do the Kemitza followed by the Levona. During the Kemitza, you had no Machshavas Pigel. During the Aktaris Levona, you did have a Machshavas Pigel. So that's where we're going to have a Machlokas. Does it become Pigel or not? Aval, says Rav, but a great if you reverse it, you have a machsheves pigel by the kmitza and not by the levona, divrei kol pigel. Then everyone's going to say it is pigel. Why? Why would it be pigel? It's only chatzi matir. I thought the chum hold in mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Pshakala osa das rishonu osa. Because we assume whatever you're doing is a continuation of whatever you have already done. So, meaning if you have the first half of the matir, you had a direct, explicit machsheves pigel, so that we assume that that carries over into the second half of the matir, even though you didn't mention it. Ushmuel amar adayinu machlokas. Shmuel disagrees with this chiddush of Rav. He says, nah, it's still going to be a machlokas. So now the Gemara is going to have two challenges to the Chiddush of Rav. So challenge number one, Yosef Rava v'ka'amar lala ha-shmaita. So Rava was saying over this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, this Chiddush of Rav, that if you have a machsheves pigel on the first half of the matir, then mimela, everyone's going to agree it carries over to the second half of the matir. Even the Chum would agree that you could be mefagel in such a way. So Esve Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'Rava, Rav Acha bar Rav Huna challenged Rav, but he was talking to Rava, so he asked on Rava, how can you say this? Don't we have a brice that says as follows? Bamed varamamurim bikmitza ubimatan kli ubihiluch. That we have he said that we have a brisa meseches vachim that says, when do we say that if you have a machsheves pigel on the avodas hakometz that you're mefagel the korban, that's only bikmitza or bimatan or kli or putting the kmitza into the kli ubihiluch or walking with the komets to the mizbech, those avodos machsheves pigel on the avodas hakometz in order to be mefagel the korban is going to be mefagel the korban, because those are things that only apply to the komets and don't apply to the levona. There is no komets, matan kli, hiluch kmitzah by the levona. That's only by the komets. So that for sure is going to be able to make pigel. It's aval balo lehaktara. But when the kohen gets to the haktara, so haktara is an avoda that applies both to the komets as well as to the levona. So that's where nasan es hakomets b'shtika ves halavona b'machshava. You do the kmitza b'shtika, but the levona with a machsheves pigel, or a sakomets machshava v'salvona b'shtika, or the reverse, meaning you're only mefagel b'chati matir. Rameir Omer pigel b'chayven lavkaris v'chamur mein b'karis hashem fagel b'chol matir. Rameir would say mefaglin b'chati matir. The Chum would say no, you need to be mfagel the entire matir, otherwise it's not going to be a pigle at all. But katani mia, but look at the examples of mfaglin b'chati matir that we gave. We said, nasnes hakometz b'machshava, v'esalavonu b'shtika, that when you do the kmitza, the aktaris kmitza with a machsheves pigle, but the aktaris levona without a machsheves pigle, that's only a chati matir. Upligi, it's still a machlokas, Rameir and the Chamim. But you, Rav, wanted a taina that as long as your machshava was on the first of the two avodos, on the haktaris hakmitza, so memela, that machsheves pigle carries into the haktaris halavona as well, and there would be no machlokas. Everyone would agree that it's for sure pigle. That's considered that you're mefagel in the entire matir. So says Gemara, Ema ukvar nasana salvana b'shtika ve'ekara. No, what you have to say is, it doesn't mean that you had the machsheves pigle first. In both cases, both where you only have the machsheves pigle on the kmitza, and where you only have the machsheves pigle on the levona, they're both cases where you had the machsheves pigle second. So what does it mean, you had a machsheves pigle on the kmitza second? Yeah, it means that you did the levona before the kmitza. So it's saying that you had a machsheves pigle on the kmitza and not on the levona, which you have already done. Ukvar nasan, you already placed the levona b'shtika. But einachinami, if you were to have the machsheves pigle first, then that machsheves pigle would continue to the next avoda and would certainly be mefagel the carbon. Says Gemara, we don't buy it. We don't buy that answer at all. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. It cannot possibly mean that you already that when it says that you have machsheves pigle on the kmitza and not the levona, that the kmitza came second. Because chadu dainu kamaisa. First reason it can't be is because we gave two examples of mefagel b'chati matir. Machsheves pigle on only the kmitza, and machsheves pigle on only the levona. But the way you're saying it, both examples are the same. You have machsheves pigle on the second half of the matir, whichever you do second. So it wouldn't make sense to have to give two examples. And va'od hatanya acharkach. There's another brisa that records the same exact halacha, but it adds two critical words. It says, acharkach nasan hiktar salvona b'shtika. So acharkach means that it happened later, right? So the kmitza was done with the machsheves pigle, followed by the levona being done with the machsheves pigle. So that, if that's the case, you cannot say that the brisa is talking about that it happened, that the levona already happened earlier. So the Gemara answers Tirgumar of Chanina b'shtei deos, meaning so we're back to the challenge. We're back to saying, okay, so here you have a brisa that's explicit that when the first of the two avodos was done with the machsheves pigle, the second one was not done with the machsheves pigle, that it's still only considered a chatzi matir. It's not considered the yad machsheves pigle nol matir. So Gemara says, yeah, you know what the brisa must be talking about? Two different people were doing the kmitza and the levona. And in that case, certainly we don't assume al das rishonim who else. When I'm doing all the avodas, I do the kmitza with the machsheves pigle, and then I do the levona, we assume, yeah, I'm just continuing the same machshava. But if I'm doing the kmitza, you're doing the levona, so then we don't assume that you're thinking whatever I was thinking, that you're gonna, you're just continuing whatever I was doing. Good. So that's the answer why that brisa is not a challenge to Rav. So the Gemara now is going to give a second challenge to Rav. It's important to know just a little bit of background. The very first Mishnah in Maseches Yuma discusses the preparations that we do in order to make sure that the Avodas Yom Kippurim goes off without a hitch. So one of the things that we do is we prepare the Sagan as well. The Sagan Kohen Gadol has to be ready in case something happens, in case there's a psul in the Kohen Gadol. Do we prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol in case the wife of the Kohen Gadol dies and it's got to be ubeso, he needs to be married in order to do, or in the Dar Sof, like where are you going to stop? You know, how many backup wives are you going to prepare just in case, they're hit by the plague or something? So that's a discussion in the very first Mishnah. But the Sagan, that's reasonable, right? Every team has a backup quarterback, right? That's Pashut. Now you got to have a Sagan. So the Mishnah in Yuma, based on the Pesukim, tells us that's now what are the Avodas Yom HaKippurim? So one of the things that he has to do is he brings a par lechatas and he puts the dam in the Kodesh HaKadashim and in the Heichal on the Peroches between it and the Kodesh HaKadashim and on the Karnos Mizbeach HaPnimi and on the Tiarosh on Mizbeach HaPnimi, the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. All of this is in the Pesukim. Now what if the Kohen Gadol dies or becomes puzzled after he shechted the par, but before he brought the dam lifnim, he already shechted the bull, so we have all the dam, but this Kohen can't do it. He can't bring the dam. So this is a machlokas in Maseches Yuma. It's going to play a role in our sugya. Some understand that when the pasuk says bipar, it means bipar va'afilu b'damashal par, that you don't have to have the Kohen who's bringing the dam be the guy who brought the par. He's considered to be bringing the par if even all he's doing is the damashal par, the other guy already shechted the par. And others say, no, that he's got to bring dafka a par. So the second Kohen's got to shecht a new bull. If the first Kohen shechted a bull and then became basel, so you got to get a new one for the new Kohen, because it's not a filu b'damashal par. So now let's see how any of that ties in over here. Tashma, again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to challenge Rav. Rav is the one that said that if you have a machsheves pigel on the first chatzi matir, then automatically it carries forward to the second chatzi matir, and everyone would agree that you'd be mefagel in such a case. So b'med var mamurim, when do we assume that if you have a machsheves pigel on one matan of the dam of the carbon, that it's going to be mefagel the entire carbon according to everyone? Let's say a carbon requires multiple matnos dam. So when do we assume that if you even have a machsheves pigel on one of the matnos dam, that's enough to be mefagel the carbon? Carbon, even if you hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that's b'damna nitanin al mizbeach hachitzon. That's when it comes to the dam that you put on the mizbeach hachitzon, because the halacha is by the mizbeach hachitzon, even though there are requirements of shtayim shein arba, whatever different numbers of matnos dam, one matan dam is already matir the carbon. So it's an entire matir. A single matan dam is the entire matir. Aval dam manitanin al mizbeach hapnimi, but the dam that goes on the mizbeach hapnimi, kigon arboim v'sholosh shel yom kippur. We're going to question that number on Amud Beis, but assuming that it's true, the 43 matnos dam of the Kabbalos of Yom Kippurim, v'achasas reishal par koyin meshuach, or the 11 of the par koyin meshuach, v'achasas reishal paralam dover shel tzibur, or the 11 of the par koyin paralam dover shel tzibur. All of these matnos dam are ma'akiv. They're all together matir, and if you only have machshavas pigel on one of them, it's really only a chatzi matir. So then pigel bein berishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. What does that mean? Rishona, shnia, shlishis. Rishona means whether the first set of matnos dam, which is done in the Kodesh Hakodashim, shnia is the second set of matnos dam, which is done in the heichal on the paroches, on the curtain that divides heichal from the Kodesh Hakodashim. Or bein b'shlishis is the matnos dam that is done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Whichever one you have a Machsheves Pigel on, Ramei Ramam Pigel V'chayven Lov Karis. It's a Pigel B'chatzi Matir, and that's enough to be Mefagel Yerchayv Karis, according to Ramei. But V'cham Momrim Ein Bo Karis Hachi Yifagel B'chala Matir. What do you mean? If you only have a Machsheves Pigel on some of the Matnos Dam, but all of the Matnos Dam are necessary, they're all a Matir, then it's not enough to make Pigel. But look what we're assuming. Katani Mia Pigel Bein Barishona Bein B'shnia Bein B'shlishis. That according to our mayor, regardless of when you had the machsheves pigel, and according to the chachamim, regardless of when you did and when you didn't have the machsheves pigel, it's now according to the chachamim, it's not going to be pigel. It's still going to be considered only a chatzi matir upligi. We see that the machlok shel mayor chachamim still applies. I would have said, if you hold like Rav, that if you have the machsheves pigel barishona on the matnos dam that you're doing lefnai v'lefnim, then automatically it carries forward to that which you do on the parochas and that which you do on the mizbeach hapnimi. But apparently not. Apparently, bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis, and we don't assume it carries forward. V'chitei ma'achinami b'shtei deos. Oh, no, so maybe you'll tell me that we're talking about two separate kohanim gedolim. That one kohen gadol did the matnos dam in the Kodesh HaKodashim, then he became possible, or he died, or whatever. So then they bring another Kohen Gadol to continue the Matnos Dam. Ooh, that's where the conversation we had before kicks in. Are you allowed to do that? Is another Kohen Gadol allowed to just pick up in the carbon with the Matnos Dam of the bull from the first Kohen? Or if you bring in a second Kohen Gadol, maybe that Kohen Gadol has to shecht his own par. So says Gemara, yeah, maybe you want to tell me it's two separate Kohanim Gadolim, hanich leman yam par v'afilu b'dama shel par. That's great if you assume that you could do that, that he could just pass the baton and the next guy could just pick up where the first guy left off. El man yam par v'lo b'dama shel par ma'ik leman. But what if you hold you can't do that? Then how you gonna explain what it means bein barishon and bein b'shniyah bein b'shlishes. So Amarava hachmei askinan kon shepigel barishon v'shasak b'shniyah upigel b'shlishes. No, what the brisa means is you have a machsheves pigel in the first one, then no machsheves pigel in the second set of matnas dam, and then yes machsheves pigel in the third set of matnas dam. Damrinan isal kadaitach kalos hadas rishonu osa me'adu pigel b'shlishes lamali. The very fact that he had a new machsheves pigel on the third matnas dam is megala that he's not doing aldas rishona. Meaning, if we assume that everything is aldas rishona osa, so then when he has a machsheves pigel on the first one, he's got his machsheves pigel, and that carries forward to everything he does after that. Right, that's the if you assume that way, so that you wouldn't need to have a machshavas pigel later on. If he did not have a machshavas pigel on the second, but had a machshavas pigel on the third, that's showing that the second one was dafka not a machshavas pigel. Right, so that's the but under normal circumstances, maybe a chinami. Rav is right that if you just have a machshavas pigel on one and then don't have a machshavas pigel after that, that the machshavas pigel is going to carry forward. You have such a similar svar in halacha. Can discuss, you know, certain things that require lishma, right? Sias tzitzis lishma, let's say. So the kesher elyon, is that enough that you do the first kesher lishma? It's machlok is what the kesher elyon is, but let's assume the first kesher lishma. So then you say that that's lishma. You assume that machshava carries forward, or a kavana that you have to have by the Shem Hashem. You know, the very specific detailed kavanah. So it's enough. The first time during the day, that's my kavanah. And you know, every time afterwards, that's what I mean. That's what I'm referring to. So it's discussions in poskim when we assume that a machshav at the beginning can carry forward to everything else that you do during the day. So it says Mar Maskel Ravashi Midi Shasa Katani. But wait, the Brisa doesn't say that you had a machshavas pigul in the first one, you were shasak in the second one, then had a machshavas pigul in the third one. It never even mentioned. It's a bing. Didn't make it sound like he had a machshavas pigel in two out of the three. Ella amar Rav Ashi hacham ba'askin. Now the case in the brisa is kigon shapigel b'rishona u'bashnia u'bashlishes. You had a machshavas pigel in the Rishona and in the Shnia, and the way the Rishonim understand this, and not in the Shlishes, and you were Shasak in the Shlishes. So that's Damrinan Isal Kadaitach Kolaosa Das Rishona Osa. We say that if you're going to assume that Kolaosa Das Rishona Osa Merhadu Begulib Shnia Lamani, why did he have to have Machshavas Pigel on the Matnas Dam on the Peroches? He could have been Somech on the Machshavas Pigel he already had by the Matnas Dam in the Kodesh Hakadashim. So it must be that he didn't do it al das rishona, and the matnos mizbeach hapanimi were karav kil chasan. So, meaning the matnos shlishi, the third set that's done on the mizbeach hapanimi, was not with the machshavas pigel. So he's only mefagel the chatzi matir, and that's why the chum would say it's not pigel. Says Gemara, it's also hard to explain the brisa that way. But bein katani, it didn't say in the brisa that he had a machshavas pigel on one and two, but not three. Bein barishona. Bein b'shniyah, bein b'shlish. It sounds like any one of them. Even if you had a machshavas pigel only on one, even that's called a mefagel b'chatzi matir. Kasha. Mar says, yeah, that's taka difficult. So the teretz of Rav Ashi is not going to work. Now it's not a kasha on Rav necessarily. The Afkhan point out it's kasha on Rav Ashi because Rav could just say, yeah, I hold bepar v'afilu b'domo shel par. So in my understanding, it's talking about where a new coin Gadol keeps taking over, and that's why it's the Shnia and the Shlishis. You need to get it would still be called a Chatzi Matir. Okay, but that's Kasha, at least on Ravashi's understanding. So now the Gemara goes to discuss Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir had said that Avodas Yom HaKippurim, even if you're Mefagil only on the Azos in the Kodesh HaKadashim, and you don't have Machshavas Pigel on the other Azos, the one on the Parochas in the Heichal, and the one on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, it's still going to be called Pigel. So Amar Mar, Rav Meir Omer, Pigel v'chayav nol of karis. Just having machshavas pigel on the matnas dam you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going to be chayav karis for it. It's already called pigel. So michti karis lo mechayav at shiyikru Hakrivu Kala Matirin. Kare, you only chayiv karis if you brought all of the matirim of the carbon. Damar Ma'ar, it's a brisa that we say, Legabe Pikul, it says Yeratse in the Torah. And by regular carbon, it also says, Lashon of Hartsa'a, Yeratse the carbon isha. So we make a Gzereshava. Kartsa'as Kasher, Kachartsa'as Pasel. The same way a carbon will become kosher, that same way a carbon will become pigle. This is the notion that we've mentioned many, many times. You need karav amatir kemitzvasav. You need everything else done right, other than your machsheves ha-pigle. But otherwise, everything else has to be aligned, has to be in place. So mahartzas kasher achi kravu kalamatirin. So just like by hartzas kasher, in order to make a kosher carbon, you need all of the matirim to be brought properly. Afratzas puzzle, so too, in order for a carbon to be pigle, achiyukruv kala matirin. You need all of the matirim of that avoda that you are mefagalin to be in place, either to be kosher or to be memachsheves pigle or to be bishtika at least. Like par yom kippurim, you're mefagal ba'achas man, you're mefagal in one of the matnos dam. You have to have all of the matnos dam done. It's just, either with machsheves pigle or not with machsheves pigle, but all of them done in order for it to be pigle. Let's say you're mefagal in the first matnos dam, and then you say I quit, and that's it, and then you walk away from the carbon and you don't do any of the other matnas dam. So then it's not going to be pigle. You need all of the matirim to be brought. You need all of the matnas dam to be done, whether with a machsheves pigle or not, but all of them have to be done in order for your machsheves pigle to take effect. Well, hi, kivin the chashuva b'fnim, pasle. But wait a second. By the power of Yom Kippur, if you're mefagel in the first set of matnas dam that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so once you do that, you've already pasled the carbon. So kimadi behechel, when you then continue to sprinkle that blood in the heichal, and that blood on the mizbeach apnimi, that's not dam carbon anymore, because the carbon is already pasul. So isn't it automatically considered like you weren't karav kala matirin? Because you've already pasuled that dam by having a machsheves pigle on that dam when you were lefnai v'lefnim. So now, yeah, you may be going through the physical motions of sprinkling that physical dam, but halachically, that dam is maya b'alma. It's just water, it's nothing. So Amaraba Mishkachasla Ba'arba Parim Ba'arba Asi'irim. Yeah, the case must be that you brought a par in a sa'ir, you were mazer from their dam in the Kodesh HaKadashim with a machshava of chutz zman, a machshava spigel, then all of the dam spilled out. All of the rest of the dam spilled out. So what do you have to do? You got to bring a new par and a new sa'ir and continue with them, right? So it's not Maya V'alma. Maya V'alma was the dam that all spilled out. Now you have a new par and a new sa'ir. Then you go in your mazer on the parochet and the heichal on the paroches, and then all the rest of the dam spills out again. So now you got to bring another par, another shah. That's the ukimta. Unbelievable. That's the only case where it would taka be pickled. Rava Amar, no. Afilu teima parechad v'soyerechad lufgule miratzi. It's one par, one soyer. It's maya v'alma. It's all pasul. Yeah, but that's only because of the machsheves pigle that you had. That's part of the game. That's how it works. That any machsheves pigle is not going to take away its status of hukravu kolamatirin, of everything being done, of being karav amatir kimitzvaso. Meaning that's the rules of pigle. The rules of pigle is there can't be any other problem aside from your machsheves pigle. But you can have a machsheves pigle problem in order for it to be pigle. That's how pigle works. So the fact that this dam was ruined by a machsheves pigle means that it's still eligible to be pigle. It's not eligible to be a kosher carbon, but it's still eligible to be pigle. Arboim v'shalosh, so says more just a technicality. The numbers that we said, that the par and sorev yom kippurim have 43 matnos dam, by the time you have another bright that says arboim v'sheva, that there are 47 matnos dam. Says more lokasha, hakamand yam marvin lakranos, Hakaman Yamar Ein Ma'arvin, that it's machlokas whether you mix the dam par and dam sa'ir before you put it on the four karnos hamizbech. See, if you do mix them, so then you only have four matnas dam on the karnos hamizbech. But if you don't mix them, you got to put the dam par on four karnos hamizbech and then dam sa'ir on four karnos hamizbech, so it'll be an extra four matnas dam. I have a tiny arba mishmona, but how do we count for the brisa? It tells us that there are 48 matnas dam, not 47. Makvin? Lo kasha. How come under Mishraim Makvin? How come under Mishraim Lo Makvin? Is the Shvichas Shiori Adam, the leftover blood into the Yisod Mizbech Chiton, does that count as one of the Matnos Dam? If it's Ma'akev, then it counts. And so that's 48. If it's not Ma'akev, it doesn't count. Okay, so we mentioned before that if you're Mefagel when you're Makti the Komets, according to our mayor, that's Pigel, even though you were not Mefagel when you're Makti the Levona. But the Chams say, no, ain't Mefagel in Bechatzi Matir. But there are avodos that that apply only to the Komets and not to the Levona. Like taking the Kemitza, Haktara applies to both, but taking the Kemitza, put in the Sina Bekli, bring the Kemitza. So that, if you have a Makshev Spigel, when you actually do the Kemitza on the taking of the Kemitza, so that is a Kalamatir, because there is no parallel by Levona. See, by Lu. Pigel b'holacha ma'u. What would be the halacha if you have a machsheves pigel by the holacha, by walking the komets to the mizbeach? Amar Rav Yochanan halacha kikmitza. That's like having a machsheves pigel on the actual act of kmitza, where it would be pigel. It's considered the entire matir because it has no parallel by levona. Reish Lakish amar halacha haktara. No, halacha is just like haktara. It does have a parallel by levona. Levona, you also need to do a halacha. So this would just be like haktara sa komets, where it's only a chatzi matir. The Akhtar Salvon is also in the picture. So Bish, Lamal Resh Lakish, Ikanami Halacha Delvon. Resh Lakish's Shita makes a lot of sense. Just like there's Halacha by the Kemitza, there's Halacha by the Levona. El Rabbi Yochanan might type up, but why would Rabbi Yochanan say that Halacha of the Kemitza is the entire Matir? That there is no such thing by the Levona. So Amrava, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Kal Avoda Sheina Materes, Avoda Chashuvihi Lefagel Ale Bifnei Atzma. Any avoda that's not ma'akev the heter of the carbon, like halacha, where you can be matir carbon even without halacha, is always considered a full independent avoda. The only time, the whole shayla is mefaglin b'chatzi matir, but if mefaglin b'chatzi avoda, that's for sure going to be pickle. That's not going to be a question. It's only when it's a chatzi matir. Amle abaye hare shchita sechon min hakvasim dezu avoda she'ena matirasa by shchita on one of the kivsei atzeres, where it's an avoda that zrika sadam is not matirit, shchita is not matirit. And nevertheless upligi, there's still machlok sharmen and chamim. According to the chamim, it's not pickle unless you have kolam. Meaning we still consider it a chatzi matir. It's not, because the Mishnah, after all, said at the beginning of the Daf, Shachar Echad Min HaKvasim, Lechol Shtei Chalos L'machar, Yishecht one of the Kivsei Atzeres, having in mind to eat the both Shtei Alechem Chutz L'zmano, Hikter Echad Min Mzichon, Lechol Shnei Sedarm L'machar, Ameir Omer, Pidl V'chayim L'av Karis Chom, Mor Min V'karis Echad Shifagim B'chol Matir, that you have the same Machlokas, but M'fagim L'chatzi Matir. So Amar Lei, Rava says, no, Mi Savrit Lechem B'tanur Kadosh, do you hold that the Lechem becomes Kadosh in the Tanur Shchitas Kvasim Mekachule? The shechting of the kvasim is mekadesh the lechem, v'habala lekadesh kabbalah hatir dami. And when you're coming to be mekadesh the lechem, that's the same as being matir, meaning it is a matir. Matir doesn't mean matir necessarily; it means that you're making chalos, that you're changing the chalos. So that's considered to be an actual matir. Okay, we're way behind, but Be'ez Hashem will try to catch up tomorrow.